evolution. Now, is it science? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Ken, I've often heard people say that the creation-evolution battle is really about the Bible versus science. So, is evolution really science?
Well, when most people hear the word science, they think in terms of the wonderful technology we have today. You know, computers, airplanes, cell phones, and so on. And certainly scientists have accumulated much knowledge about this world and the laws which govern the universe. And this has enabled us to build the wonderful technology we use today. But when most people hear the word evolution, they think in terms of Darwin's ideas concerning the supposed evolution of animals and man. Darwinian evolution teaches that life evolved from non-life millions of years ago, and that one kind of animal changed into another over millions of years, and finally man arose from an ape-like ancestor. Now, studying Darwinian evolution is very different than studying elements to build our technology. Molecules to man evolution is a belief concerning what supposedly happened in the past, and no one was there to see it happen. The supposed evolution of dinosaurs to birds happened in the past. No one was there to see it. The ideas Darwin espoused were his beliefs concerning the past. They're not science in the sense of scientists being able to observe things. They're beliefs. It's a religion.
Sadly, some Darwinian ideas have led to an increase in social problems like abortion and racism. Discover how when you read Ken Ham's free series of booklets on AnswersRadio.com.